How tough is it to be a kid today? Well, maybe harder than you think. A study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology suggests that America's kids may be more anxious than their parents were when they were growing up. And since anxiety can trigger depression in vulnerable people, it might explain the increase in depression nationwide. NPR's Joanne Silberner has the story.
To listen to parents, they had lots of stresses when they were young. Depending on how far back you go, it was walking miles to school in the snow, having to learn Latin, fearing childhood diseases like polio, going through the duck and cover exercises of the nuclear generation. But kids today have stresses of their own. They have more homework, they worry about AIDS, and their families are more fragmented. So 29-year-old psychologist Jean Twenge decided to put the competing generational perspectives to the test.
I had read some previous research that found that there have been increases in rates of depression over the years. And depression and anxiety are linked, so I thought it might be a good bet that anxiety would also change over this time.
To test her theory, she gathered up 100 studies done at different times that measure children's anxiety levels, and she compared the measurements from study to study. Twenge also did a similar analysis of 170 studies of college students.
I found that for both college students and children, self-reports of anxiety have increased substantially between the 1950s and the 1990s.
So much so that what was considered average anxiety in recent years was higher than levels of anxiety in patients undergoing psychiatric treatment in the 1950s. It may be that with all the recent emphasis on psychology and self-help, kids today are just more willing to admit to being anxious. But Twenge has a couple of reasons why that's not so.
The first is that there have been increases in depression over this same time period, so it's corroborating evidence. The other thing is these are anonymous questionnaires. People fill them out with paper and pencil. They're not putting their name on these questionnaires, and they're not talking directly to an interviewer or a teacher.
She investigated the relationship between economic hard times and complaints about anxiety, but when she analyzed the studies, there wasn't a link.
It very well could be that for children, it's more important that they have good connections with their family and with their friends than it is that they have lots of money. Now, some kids might dispute that conclusion, but when you're not paying the bills, then economics are not as important.
But there were other factors that correlated with higher anxiety rates from the 1950s to the early 1990s, she says. There had been an increase in the crime rate. There continues to be a decrease in social connectedness. There's not the same sense of community there once was. People get divorced more often, or families are more widely dispersed. Anxiety can trigger depression in vulnerable individuals, so psychiatrists and psychologists have been looking for the causes of anxiety for a long time. Psychiatrist John March of Duke University says studies have shown that family dynamics are not that important, but genes play a role.
And yet, even in the identical twin studies, not all of the vulnerability to developing an anxiety disorder or developing depression or being neurotic in the sort of older use of the term, by no means all of it is explained by your genes.
So what Twenge's study does is bring in a new factor, says March, the broader environment. And he adds, that may have a practical side. Finding ways to make people feel safer and more connected could be a way to reduce anxiety and stem the rising incidence of depression. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.